Now let's lead off with the first WGLT debate last night between Normal Mayor Chris Koos and his challenger, Mark Tiratilli. It's a rematch for the candidates. Koos beat Tiratilli by just 11 votes 4 years ago. Today, Koos says COVID is the most important issue facing the community. He says the town has done some things to help, including setting up federally funded rent, utility, and business relief programs.
These are some starting things going forward. We have to work with the federal government also to get people inoculated as quickly as possible and get this community back to a normal path.
Tiratilli says COVID is not the biggest issue. It's division.
That subsumes all of the other issues. And in fact, some of the methods that Mayor Koos has gone about addressing COVID have exacerbated the problem.
There, Tiratilli refers to efforts by the town, for example, to pursue fines against a restaurant and bar that openly defied state COVID rules. Tiratilli also attacked Koos's approach on several economic development issues, such as the incentives that were used to lure Portillo's and Rivian to the community. Tiratilli argues that Bloomington Normal has enough positive attributes to essentially sell itself.
So why are we going after these incentive packages that are hurting our schools and causing division within the community?
Tiratilli was a critic of the tax breaks that brought Rivian to Normal, but that bet has paid off. The electric automaker has already hired hundreds of workers, has attracted billions in funding from Amazon and Ford and others, and could go public later this year.
My opposition to that deal was because we were forcing the school district to play with their money. There was no need for their money in this deal whatsoever.
But the Unit 5 school board voted itself to approve those Rivian incentives, as did Normal's council. Here's Mayor Koos.
And I'm not sure what kind of force we have over a separate unit of government.
Koos suggests that Rivian reflects a pattern in Tiratilli's thinking, that he's eager to paint the community in a pessimistic light and find fault with just about everything.
He's very short-term in his outlook. And doesn't have a long-term vision for the community or realize sometimes things that you do in the community don't really catch on for 5-10 years. They need time to breathe. So he's very transactional.
WGLT co-sponsored the debate with the McLean County League of Women Voters, the Bloomington Normal branch of the NAACP, and ISU's Center for Civic Engagement. The election is April 6th, and early voting is now underway.